Blog Talk Radio.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sort of follow up on yesterday's talk about why we are society seems to be moving into darkness. What I meant by this was the absence of reading of essential works of Western literature, whether John Milton or E.M. Forster or T.S. Eliot or G.K. Chesterton or whatever. These are the greats, these are the top people, and they're not being read, whether War and Peace, Resurrection, or Anna Karenina. Tolstoy is irreplaceable, as is E.M. Forster, A Passage to India. But let me talk about myself a bit. This is a politically correct show. Namely, we're not out for political hype or political rhetoric. Our concern is with honest truth as much as possible. And that is really what this show is all about, getting at the facts and getting at the truth as much as possible. Which is really what we're concerned about in this show, as much as possible. Not only concerned with political rhetoric or things like that, we're concerned with truth and getting at the facts as much as possible. That is really what we are concerned about in this show, you might say. And so those of you who wish to get political rhetoric here, you're not going to get it here. You're going to get it honest truth as much as possible. And so that's what this situation is all about tonight. And this is a politically incorrect show, meaning we are out for honest discernment, honest truth, and the facts. And as much of the facts as can be gleaned, as much as possible. Which is what we are concerned about in this show. Next, this show, I'm a Christian, and this is a Christian show, and this is what I'm concerned about. I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and I also believe in the creeds of the Church, Nicene, Apostles, and Athanasian Creed, and I read great books such as John Milton's Paradise Lost or Christian books, whether St. Augustine or the Epistles of Paul, in order to be informed of my faith and develop it, which is really what I'm concerned about. So I also run two radio shows, Christian radio shows, a podcast show where over 4,300 people have visited it, and a blog talk radio show where many people from Muslim countries, both Muslim countries, have visited these sites, these Christian sites, with great interest. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books, and I've written over 800, 900 blogs, which I'm forming into two books. And the books I've written are Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and a book on parables, and I've recently written a very extensive 390-page book on the Psalms, which the Psalms are the manna of the Church, John Donne said. They're great, they're fantastic. I can't stop reading them. I will also be writing a book on the book of Job and on the miracles in the Bible. And I say tonight I'm going to talk about something that's quite important to me, and that is going to be That is going to be the matter of darkness and light. And I'm going to try to make you understand that if our situation continues as of now, eliminating the great Western books such as War and Peace, such as A Passage to India by E.M. Forster, such as Milton's Paradise Lost, eliminating these books will, in fact, bring us to darkness and a kingdom of darkness. Let me be a little more specific as to what is going on here, and I entitled this lecture, A Society and Culture in Crisis. We're in a spiritual crisis. One factor is that our society is secular. This means that people are connected with advancing themselves and functioning in the society and world they presently find before them. People are mostly secular. They are concerned with advancing themselves. They may focus on having sufficient material goods, having more money, so that they can enjoy their lives to the fullest extent possible. So you might say that people focus in today's world on getting enough money and material goods. Thus, one might say that religious beliefs are better for taking account of a world outside of ourselves or a supernatural realm is not societally connected to the extent it was. Perhaps one may say that the church or religion in general has less and less influence on people, at least in the West, although religion still has great influence in Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and Arab countries. And, for example, the number of Christians in China is having great growth, as well as in sub-Saharan Africa. However, in the West, the church and the religion have sort of declined, with it be replaced by the desire for money and material goods. And so you might say the emphasis on money and secularism in our culture has come to define people's desires. It's sort of defined people. Getting money, getting material goods is the object of life, and religion and the supernatural take a backseat. Another factor in this spiritual crisis where religion has sort of taken a backseat is technology, with cell phones, computers, and television, and our image culture in general. And I think these technological advances, although good in many ways, they divide people from one another and set up walls and boundaries. The result of this technology and increased emphasis on materialism and secular world has brought, I think, a kind of emptiness and vacuum in people's lives. So you might say that the emphasis on money is good. People want it. They want material goods. But this brings about a spiritual crisis where religion and the supernatural take a very back seat. And also, technology is part of the spiritual crisis because these technology advancements are material advancement, and also they divide people from one another, and they bring about a kind of emptiness in people's lives. And you might say that a life devoted to self, money, personal advancement, and technology is to create walls and boundaries. It is to create emptiness. I often hear people say about others and even about our culture that they have no interest or concern or don't care. What they mean here is that our society has been directed to self alone and all other forces have been decimated and cut out. I think that's a third factor in addition to the material emphasis on materialism and on technology. I also think a third factor, which is making our culture backward and bringing about darkness, as I said, is concern for self, no interest or concern for others. This is meant here that our society is directed to self alone, and all other forces have been decimated and cut out. And I have to say, this is a third factor, in addition to the technology and materialism, which brings about this darkness and emptiness. We have the situation where the society is focused on self alone, and all the factors and ideas are decimated in place of self and personal advancement. And the result, I think, here is that love in any form is cast out the window. Perhaps one can more specifically state that when God or Christ is absent from a system which is only concerned with self-love, there can be no love. And this is the ultimate effect of technology of materialism, of concern, no concern for others and concern for self. This is the result, that love in any form is cast out and done with. Perhaps one could more specifically state that when God or Christ is absent from the system, which is only concerned with self-love, there can be no love. Jesus makes an unequivocal demand on all of us that we love our neighbor as ourselves. He commands us because he first loved us, his children, and that love is unconditional. And so I conclude, in the absence of God and Christ, with this technology, with these computers, with these images, and with materialism, and with the emphasis on self, love is cast out the window, and Christ is cast out the window, because God is love. And so the result is that we are rejected. We reject the other world, and become divided from one another in sort of cold capsules. The increasing isolation, coldness, alienation, it creates a society of walled-off robots, incapable of feeling or expressing feeling, or most of all, giving and receiving love. The price of the prosperity and wealth that we so desperately want will be a loveless, stale, and unforgiving society. In the absence of God and Christ, this is the prospect we will all face. And so, as I say, in the absence of God and Christ, and the rejection of any spiritual realm, we will always be divided as persons from one another, functioning in sort of cold alienation. And the increasing isolation, coldness, and self-involvement will create a society of walled-off robots, incapable of feeling or of giving and receiving love. This is what's going to happen. This is what is happening. And why I say we are moving into darkness. The darkness is the darkness of materialism. It's the darkness of technology. It's the darkness of not caring or being concerned for others. It's the darkness of being only concerned with self. It's the darkness of casting out love in any form. It's the casting out God and Christ. When God and Christ is absent from the system, there can be no love and only self-love. There is no love. Jesus commands us to love our neighbor as ourselves. He commands us because he first loved us, his children, and that love is unconditional. And again, in the absence of God and Christ and the rejection of the possibility, spiritual or supernatural realm, we will be cold and alienated and divided from one another. The increasing isolation, coldness, alienation, and self-involvement will create a society of robots incapable of feeling or expressing feeling, and most of all, of giving and receiving love. This is the result. That's why we're in a spiritual crisis. That is why, for the reasons I said, materialism, technology, self, casting out God and Christ, these all, and casting out love in God and Christ. In a society where there is no love, there is no God and there is no Christ. And so I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving into darkness for the reasons I indicated. And that darkness is a kingdom of darkness and will engulf us all. The day we stop reading great books, the day when we only depend on technology, that day will bring about darkness, great darkness, and unhappiness. I hope you've enjoyed this talk, and I will speak again tomorrow on this subject of a society and culture in crisis. There is a crisis, and the crisis is coldness. The crisis is darkness. The crisis is lack of feeling and all these factors. This is the crisis I'm talking about, the crisis of not knowing Paradise Lost, of not reading E.M. Foster, of not reading Tolstoy, and not knowing George Orwell. This is the crisis that is we immediately all face, the crisis of darkness and degradation and loneliness and isolation and alienation. A kingdom of darkness taking over us all. Thank you very much.